Hugo is recording.
So, oh my god, it's recording?
It is recording. Day one of the trip.
Good morning.
Happened.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, so we were supposed to wake up at 7 so that we can leave at 9. I woke up at 7.
I woke up at 7:30.
Yeah, but we did not leave at 9. Yeah, we just had... The packing took ages in the morning. I have to say up front, I was a little bit pissed because if I knew everything's gonna take so long, I would have just woken up at 9. I could have slept 8 hours because most of the stuff kind of you had to do. You had to find all the stuff to pack.
I didn't realize how much was all on me instead of...
Yeah, us, I mean, too. It was not something we could have predicted, but this is the main reason why I was annoyed in the morning. It was like I could have slept, you know. Didn't have to wake up. But, yeah, so we had breakfast, had coffee, we put all of our stuff on the cart, collected everything, found sleeping bags, tents, mattresses, all the water containers, everything filled up. Went to the bike shed, bike garage, got the bikes out, did oil chain, chain oil, chain lube on both of them. You put your little chain fairing on, and then I basically loaded my bike up. I don't know how we would have done it without me having panniers.
Yeah, I know.
There was no way we would carry.
I know, eh?
Shit. If that bike couldn't carry panniers, we would have been like
suffering.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what would we have to drop?
Less water for sure.
Yeah. Thankfully, we didn't actually like. I think we would have been okay for water. We would have had to just more proactively fill up in like hotel or restaurant or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, we wouldn't have the bladder.
Clothing.
I would probably have dropped shoes, maybe even hiking boots.
Same.
And then we would be maybe okay. I'll probably have enjoyed it more without the panniers because once we started riding, so we left at about 12 in the end. 5 plus 12, 10 plus 12, something like this. And the bike feels more or less fine. Pretty good. In normal conditions, up to like 120, 130 k an hour. I did a little bit of a speed test just to get the feel for it. And after 150k, it starts wobbling.
That's awful.
Like severely wobbling. Very uncomfortable. So I maxed out at 160 and I was like, no, I'm not doing this anymore. Whenever we were cruising and overtaking up to like 140, 145 and then going back down feels fine, but not any more than that.
Yeah, there's not much reason to go that faster anyway.
No, not really. It was more of a shakedown just to see how the bike behaves.
Wobble down.
Yes. Sometimes when I brake, it wobbles as well.
Really?
Yes,
even if I brake. That's the front suspension?
Yeah, even if I brake from like what? I think the front suspension combined with a lot of weight on the back. On the panniers and stuff.
At least you can brake.
Yeah. So. How was your experience on the bike?
It's been a while since I've been on that thing, but it's set up the same way as my previous motorcycle trips.
Okay.
Almost identical. So that felt really nostalgic, if anything. And I forgot how crouched the seating posture is.
Yes.
Or at least maybe I'm less crouched.
You have adapted the like yoga position of a crouching frog.
Yes.
On top of that tank.
Rivet. But the bike did all right. I think the brakes are terrible. Like they feel like garbage. So I've not really been using them because I'm saving them for when I actually need them. Break. But otherwise pretty good. Like on the road, it took a while to warm up a little bit, but I think yesterday's track was perfect for that.
Yeah, so where did we go then? We, in the morning, we went up north. So thankfully, the pass we wanted to take was no longer closed due to the fire.
Yeah.
We have ridden past the spot where we had seen like burnt up grass and shrub on the roadside. Just kind of interesting for me. I mean, for you, this is nothing new, but for me, this is kind of new.
Yeah, the fire came right to the road, really.
So yeah, thankfully we could make it all the way to like north on the, like a better mountain pass road than we would have otherwise. We stopped briefly in Invermere to just take a sneaky, cheeky photo of the lake, Lake Windermere. And then we tried to have some food.
Tried,
yes. I don't think what we did could be like categorized as food.
Well, the poutine queen would have been great.
Yes. So everything was kind of closed in this one little area where we went, except McDonald's. And I was like, ah, fuck it. I was actually really hungry then, because I had breakfast 7:15.
Right. Oh,
and it was like, what was it, like 1:32 or something?
Yeah.
I normally, when I'm at home, I start suffering at 12. If I don't eat at 12, it's a problem. It was like after 2.
Oh, shit.
I was like, I have to have something. So we had McDonald's. And
McDonald's in Invermere.
And oh my God.
It was terrible.
Like, the pictures. The goddamn pictures on the machine, they looked like food.
Yeah.
You know, you see the burger and it's like, yeah, bacon strips inside and like nice chunky piece of meat and then some other like bits and pieces, and then it comes and it's just like, it's fucking flat, like someone sat on it. There's like barely any fucking burger inside, and two tiny measly like thin slices of bacon. I'm like, what the fuck is this? The chips, the salty chips, I think they were, that was just chippy salt. It was mostly salt, a little bit of chips. The drink was okay, but that's just because you can't really screw up sugar. Sugar is sugar.
The best thing, I think, was the egg sandwich.
It was okay.
I had the egg and you had the sandwich.
Yeah, I had better. Right. I had better morning egg sandwich.
I'm not saying it was
in McDonald's
good.
In UK.
I'm saying it's and the they best say UK thing on Mag- the plate.
Yeah, I know. But the UK McDonald's is apparently considerably worse than in the continent in the EU. And that was still better than this. It's like, you come to North America, you expect the OG experience, and you just get fucking shafted. Like, what is this?
This is the OG experience.
But this sucks. I'm like starting to think that actually consumers, not just consumer protection, but consumers themselves, what they are willing to put up with and buy, has really dictated that outfits like McDonald's and Burger King and all the others, they actually have to put more effort in.
There is like McDonald's tourism, because every McDonald's is a little regional and they get to kind of do their own thing.
Yeah, but I have a feeling that on the whole, if you go to a fast food restaurant in Germany, you're gonna get better food than here.
Yeah, definitely.
Even though I've only been to McDonald's, but I don't really want to try the others after this. And oh my God, have you seen that like birthday party thing?
Yeah, they couldn't even
see. That was like the saddest McDonald's birthday that child had. This is like dad and two kids, and these three guys like came to sing happy birthday to this poor kid. When you fucking be traumatized at least for the next month. Like, holy, I don't know.
Okay.
So what happened
about
after?
McDonald's.
Yeah. So what happened after?
Well, then then we drove, what, like 10 minutes into Fairmont Hot Springs.
Yeah.
And then we went around the roundabout and started on the mountain pass.
Ah, yes.
Do you remember that initial, like, kilometer that was the impressive entrance?
Because, you're driving, like, through town, and all of a sudden there's just, like, cliffs around you. Like, just rocks. Like, rock walls on both sides. It was very pretty.
It's almost like a natural arch that you go through, almost.
Yeah. It's very exciting. Very, very different. Like, The only thing I can compare it to that I've been in is probably driving around the cliffs in Llandudno in Wales. There's this like peninsula, and they carve the road basically into the cliffside, and you go around it, and you have like cliffs, sheer cliffs, and even overhangs, and you go like like around this peninsula, and there's just like a sheer drop and sea on the outside.
Nice.
So this is kind of a similar feeling.
And there was a mountain goat.
Right, yeah, there were a bunch of mountain goats.
I only saw one.
We didn't stop to milk them, but
they're not milking goats.
Well, I said you can't try. Just make sure it's a female goat before you start milking.
Well, it depends what you're into.
Yeah. So, yeah, and basically that was the funnest part of the day. I would say I was able, I was still a little bit behind you all the time. I was basically catching you up on the straights because I was worrying that the wobble will get worse in the corners. I also wasn't sure, like the front feels like soft and squidgy, and it sometimes I lean in the corner and I lean with my body weight to lay the bike over, and then as you do you just accelerate out of the corner to straighten out, but I just it wobbles as well.
Oh man, the corners, that's terrible.
A bit, because so, I think it's mostly because of the soft front. Like it doesn't exit cleanly. Like exits like this.
Oh gosh, really?
So I'm a little bit slower in the corners than you are. And I just try good. I just try to catch you on the straights, just not to get left behind. Thankfully, like as long as you stay in the power band, it accelerates pretty quickly. So it's not a problem. yeah, and then we basically decided, because we were so late, and I mostly didn't want to stress about getting here on time and like finding the campsite, because we did not in the end. I mean, we didn't have a reservation, so I was like, I don't wanna risk it. I don't wanna be like looking in the middle of the night, or just not the middle of the night, but like by dark looking for a campsite. So it's like, let's skip Banff. Straight to Lake Louise. Yeah, so we had a stop there. It was nice. It's a nice lake you have there. We took some photos.
It's like the spot you have to go.
Yeah. We dipped our toes. It was very smoky.
Yes. I'd never seen it like that.
It was extremely smoky. Like, when we are at your cabin and you see it from a distance, you're just like, yeah, okay, I can see that. You can even sometimes feel the smoke in the air. But there, it was like proper smoky. It's like smoked bacon smoky.
Oh, and the sun was just like a fire.
It was like, yeah, it was like blazing red. Yeah, and then we missed the entrance to the visitor center, so we went straight to park.
Oh, no.
I was like, yeah, no problem. Ben's like, no problem. It's off until like 8 or something, whatever. I'm like, okay, fine. It's probably not. But hey. I don't think we said we're gonna stay there for like half an hour. So I thought, and it was like 4 something when we entered. We went up to the motorbike car park. It was a nice older lady that greeted us there. It was pretty neat. We went to dip our toes in the cold water. I considered jumping in a kayak, but that shit ain't cheap. Like, well,
proper tourism prices.
$150 was it?
150 for half an hour.
For half an hour.
160
yeah.
for an hour.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. If I just had more cash flow, if I just had like piles of cash on my account for no reason, I'd just do it just because. But I want to make sure that this trip can continue. So I decided to skip the kayaks. We have to pay for other things still. So we went to have food in the restaurant. The restaurant was like the nice fancy restaurant with the, what's it called, patio?
Yeah,
no, like the outdoor area was close to tourists because they were moving guests from establishments in Jasper, because Jasper is shut down and evacuated due to the fires. But there was a smaller like downstairs restaurant place at this fancy hotel that we could and have food, and the food was really nice, and Yeah, I ordered fish and chips. And I basically got two fish and chips. It was a lot.
Yeah, it was
I don't think I ever ordered a fish and chips and got like two full fish fillets. I was like, wow. And it wasn't even like outrageous considering like price wise, because you do get a lot, and it is like high tourist spot. So it was a premium, but it wasn't like unacceptable.
Yeah. Just slightly more than McDonald's.
Yeah. What was strange was that when I was paying, and it says, "Do you want to pay a tip?" And the smallest percentage that is on the auto screen was like 18 percent. Like, what? I'm not paying 18% tip. Like, get the fucked. So I went and manually typed in 10% because the lady was nice. I wasn't gonna not pay a tip, but I'm not paying like 20 something dollars in tip. I was like, fuck, come on, what is this? Yeah. And then we found the visitor center just in time to not be in time. We go in the door and the guy's like, "Oh yeah, you guys know it's we're closing in 2 minutes." And I'm like, great. Thankfully, we basically missed out on nothing. Like, they didn't do fucking
shit. Yeah, they weren't helpful at all.
We went in and they were like, "Yeah, there are campsites. Here's a map of the wrong region.
Good luck.
Good luck. Yes, be on your way now, please. You want to pay? Oh yeah, you can just get out and pay on the machine." And then the machine was like, "Yeah, if you cannot pay, just like do whatever, do, like something. Then you can just pay on the next day." And we're like, "Why is that? Because the machine doesn't work?" It's like, yes, the machine is borked.
How many tries did it take to get the machine to work?
Three from me and probably three or four from you.
Yeah.
Until it actually took our money.
And I think we did it wrong in the end.
No, I don't think so.
No?
No. Because we had two vehicles and we paid for two vehicles.
No, we paid for two people.
Yeah, that's fine. You don't pay for a vehicle. Like, this is the thing, right? You asked.
But then we got to the campsite here and it says each vehicle needs a permit.
Well, that's okay. There was no option to have two like separate. We still pay. I think it's the same amount, and I don't think anybody gives a shit. We paid. We tried to pay. We did our best.
Yeah, right.
Right. Like, we tried to give them money. It's not our fault. They don't want to take it. same about the campsite, right? We need to still figure out how to pay for this campsite. It's the next day now. So, yeah, but I think there are some other people who also came here like spontaneous, so we can also ask. If we are in a pinch or whatever, I don't know. We can maybe donate somewhere online to them later, saying, "Hey,
we
couldn't. We tried to pay, couldn't. So here's some money." Yeah. So we left. Oh yeah, we did a bit of shopping, which was actually pretty nice. They had pretty good amount of stuff
for a small place. Good selection.
Yeah, and they had a bunch of like organic and natural things.
Oh,
as well.
Yeah. Aprils.
Yes, Aprils, yes. And then we were off to go...
Fuel,
oh Jesus. This goddamn fuel pump. The fuel pump just didn't work. Like, you put money in, and then you press the button, and then you, like, press the thing, the handle on the fuel pump, and just nothing happens.
And the guy inside, you couldn't hear him, but he's like, "Oh yeah, he just has to squeeze the handle." I'm like, "He's squeezing the handle."
No, I was showing him, right?
I know. Like, come on. It's so obvious.
Yeah. And so what did he do? Did he just like cancel my transaction?
He just canceled everything we tried again. And then
it worked.
I don't understand.
And it kind of worked because it had no, like, it was not an analog trigger. No, it was like, oh, they full on or full off. So fucking splashing fuel.
Oh, God.
Because, you know, if you want to actually fuel the tank, you can't put the nozzle all the way in because the tank is shallow. And the moment that the fuel reaches the nozzle, it'll stop fueling. So you have to pull it out a little bit. But because it's just going full bore, it's just like everywhere. yeah, terrible. Terrible fuel station. 1 out of 5 stars, would avoid. Yeah, but then we fueled and we got here. And it was actually a pretty short hop, but it took a while to go up this mountain pass. So the pass from like the main road/motorway up to Takako Falls So you liked it a lot. I was less impressed.
You said you didn't like it. Yeah.
Yeah, so I would have liked it on this bike if this was empty and the suspension was firm.
Yeah,
it would have been amazing. But the suspension was not firm. The bike was loaded. And I was just struggling to keep up with you.
Right.
And I couldn't even hear you talk because of the mountains were in the way.
You're like 100 meters away and I can't hear you because the mountains in the way.
Yeah, because you're like, you go around the bend and you're just gone. And I'm like, I don't fucking know.
I almost dumped it on a switchback.
Yeah. I saw it and I took care to go slow and just like took a nice wide. Well, actually, I didn't go so wide. I just like feathered the clutch and did it in the first gear. So it was fine. But yeah, it's definitely. So this guy, this random motorcyclist guy we met at Jasper, said that this and up to. Yeah, and up to Lake. What is it called? Lake
Emerald.
Lake Emerald. These are like the best biking roads. And I can definitely agree. It just needed a good bike.
Yeah. Well, maybe we could take some weight off of your motorcycle and put it on.
No, I don't think it's gonna help. I think it's part weight, part suspension, and part just aerodynamics.
Yeah, okay.
Because this bike is way lighter. So, and so it means that wind, the way it goes around the panniers and stuff is also more of an effect.
Yeah.
So I don't, unless you remove the panniers altogether, I don't think the handling will change much.
Okay.
This is my issue. Again, it doesn't make it not fun. It just means I can't keep up with you. I just have to go a bit slower because it's not comfortable.
Right.
But that's fine. Like, not a problem. I mean, it's better than not going. Just imagine going by car.
Oh, it would be so this. Lame.
So This is I keep saying this. This is more of a reflection than a complaint.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Better than no bike.
Sure. Exactly. So, yeah, we made it and we walked around. I was just like, I just don't want to do anything. I want to fucking.
You were grumpy.
I want to camp. I want my goddamn tent. I want to know we're done. I don't want to be like searching for anything anymore. I just want to relax now. I want to, you know.
So, where are we in the end?
So we are at Takako Falls at whatever this, I think this is called the Takako Falls Camp or something.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember it having a different name. So we are basically in between like two waterfalls. One is like really, really big and one is medium big, or probably was big earlier in the season and now it's just a little bit dried out. and it turned out the camping site here that was supposedly full to the brim, based on the website, is like half empty, more or less. Okay, not half empty. At least a quarter of spots here are not reserved or not taken.
But when we looked, there was one campsite.
There was available. One. There was either one or two. I think there was two, and we just chose one that was the one we wanted more. That was number three. But then we came here, and there were a few. And I heard other people talking that they came here also without reservation, and they found spots. So something is wrong with the reservation system, or something's
off. Which worked in our favor, at least.
In the end, well, it worked in our favor in the sense that we found a spot, but it will also work against us because we weren't able to plan accordingly and, ahead of time, and I was stressed anyway that we have to look for this. So, but yeah, we followed everything out. Tent is here. We had some snacks. We went for a nice walk. We found a really cool little like bridge over this like waterfall riverbed. With really nice clean water. We're probably gonna go pump some water.
Yeah.
To refill our sacks. Even just for fun, just to see how it works. And then we found a nice like very hard flowing river over some like rocky area. In general, it's very nice, and the trail is very nice, hard-packed, well-maintained, seems like. So definitely a spot worth recommending, I'd say.
Hmm.
So if you have some other friends who like want to explore the area, don't you think?
Well, I wasn't sure what you would say, because it's the first time you stay in this style of campsite, and I wasn't sure how you felt about it.
Well, it's just a campsite, really. I mean, you sleep on the ground. The thing is, the camps are, the tents are spread out quite far apart in comparison to what I'm used to.
Like, we can't really see anybody from here.
No, like, you see people walking past on the path. And, if you look around, if you, like, stand straight and look around, you can see tents, like, somewhere. but not anywhere near you. So, you know, I mean, the campsites are just like this here, right? So, out of like the campsite setup itself aside, the location and the way to get here, and I guess the hiking opportunities, they seem pretty decent.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah, and then we went to bed and we watched some BBB. And then Brent just fell asleep with like this half crouched position.
Watching.
With, like, he was just watching with his eyes closed. And then I decided to also just doze off because I was like, I couldn't. I didn't feel tired until I laid down and we started watching, and then I was just like off.
Yeah.
So, good day.
Wait. Then there was that crack of lightning. Do you remember that?
Oh, that was in the morning.
I know.
That was the next day.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. See you later.
Bye.